This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. The dark side on this overcast Monday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. I'll be on the air today. Tomorrow I'll be over in St. Louis. I had a little accident or something happened a couple weeks ago, and they had to cut open my head and take something out, but they tell me that there's nothing left in there and everything's perfect, but we'll see how it goes. So tomorrow I'll be doing a best of show, but I tell you what, I'm here until I'm not here any longer. And unlike a lot of these no count rotten bastards on radio and television, I'm not kissing nobody's ass. Kevin Slayton's not kissing nobody's ass. We're telling it the way it is. If you like it, fine. Listen. If you don't like it, fine. Don't listen. If you don't like it but want to listen, listen anyway. But see, that's the problem. Everybody wants to talk national issues all day in and day out. You can hear it on every TV, every radio station. And it's not just one day. The same crap goes on the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day. It just keeps going, and it's the same crap. And if you people sit back and think about it, you'll know exactly what I'm saying is correct. You don't want to listen to somebody tell you any crap that you've already heard time and time and time again, but we'll sit there and listen to it, because everybody thinks that national issues are the most important. But to me and to most people, the issues that hit home are the issues that are close to home. Now, we want to know about all the national issues. Everybody does. But we don't want a day in and day out and a day in and a day out about national issues. We want to know what's going on locally, because that's what we have control over. We don't have much control, but we have more control over our local issues than we have over any national issues. And you good people know that. They talk about the vote in Illinois, the vote in Missouri, who they're going to vote for. We all know that Missouri is a Republican state. We all know that Illinois is a Democratic state, and that's just the way it is. But I will tell all of you, and you may not want to hear it, and if you don't, I don't give a damn. Another 20, 30, 35 years from now, our whole country will be a socialistic country. I don't think we'll ever turn to communism, but we'll be a socialistic country, because the government is going to start doing more and more for the upcoming generations, and the upcoming generations are going to say, we want more and more and more done for us. We want to take some of what we've had, some of our responsibility, and give it to the government, because that's easier for everybody. Now, to some people, it may be. To others, it may not be. But it's something that I think down the road we're all going to have to live with, because I don't see the conservative edge after this next election getting an upper hand for two or three terms. I really don't. I think Donald Trump, and again, I don't think he's perfect by any means. I think he's the best we've got going. Don't think he's perfect. I think Donald Trump will, in November, get another 4 years. So that leaves him right now at about 5 years to try to do what he can do. I think he'll have a little bit easier route when he gets reelected, and I think it may help the economy a little bit, but we're going to have to fight through it, because with the generations coming up, all the liberals coming up, all these people that are 18 to 25 to 30, they'll be having children in the next 5-10 years, and you're going to see it becoming this whole country becoming more liberal as time goes on. We can see Missouri, Illinois, the 11th state now in Illinois to legalize recreational marijuana. Now there's 50 states, we're number 11. What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years? It'll go from 11 states to 40 states to maybe even all 50 states when it's all said and done. But isn't it amazing? These states say marijuana is legal, recreational marijuana is legal, medical marijuana is legal. Federal government says no, it's not. But what has the federal government done to defend its stance? They haven't done anything. They're going to let it go. And again, that's going to show where the older generation of politicians, and that's Pelosi, that's Schumer, that's even Trump and some of the older Republicans. When they die out, you're going to see them replaced with these Cortezes. You're going to see them replaced with these people that want to give everything back to the citizens. And they can give things back to the citizens, but it's going to cost the citizens a lot more now and in the future than it has in the past. But again, I don't think all these liberals coming up, I don't think all these young generation, I don't think most of them give a damn. Because they're going to say, hey, give us what we need, not everything we want, but give us what we need, and we'll sacrifice back to the government. And you good people sitting there listening to me all throughout this country, you know exactly what I'm saying is correct. And we're just going to have to deal around it, and hopefully we will. I see over in Clayton in St. Louis County, they've got a county bill would restrict abusers from carrying concealed weapons. That's not somebody that's a felon. That's someone that would bar domestic abusers from carrying concealed weapons in the city of St. Louis, and they're calling for a similar measure in the county. Now, they're talking about that all throughout St. Louis City and County because they're getting exactly where I said they wanted to get. They want to take away the rights of the citizens. They want to take away the rights of the citizens so the government can say what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Now, I think, honestly, at the end of the day, I think this may pass. I think they will have some kind of restriction on abusers from carrying concealed weapons. Now, you can't have felons carrying concealed weapons. Now, you're not going to have anybody on a domestic abuser's situation carrying a gun. And then after that, it's going to be anybody that probably argues with their husband or wife won't be able to carry a gun. And you're going to see down the road that it's going to get back to the way that these liberals, that these bleeding hearts liberals, that these socialists, exactly what they want. They want control. And they're eventually going to get control because, again, the younger generations coming up, these millennials, they don't give a damn. And I guarantee you, if they don't give a damn, the vast majority of their children coming up in the near future won't give a damn. And then 15, 20, 25 years after that, their children won't give a damn. And that's when it's going to age out to it's going to be, let the government take care of you. Let the government take care of you and their needs. Now, you're not going to get everything you want, but you're going to get the necessities. You're not going to have to worry about the necessities. And again, I've talked with enough people every day, off and on the air, off and on the telephone, all throughout in the streets, on both sides of the river, and they all see it coming. And I think it's a bad thing personally, but again, I don't really know. I'm just giving you my opinion, and it's like everything else in this world, people. We all have our own opinions. I give mine in public. Most people give theirs in private and act like it's going to do some good. No, it's not going to do any good until we all stand strong one way or the other. And if that's what this country wants in another 20, 30 years, they want to go to be a nice, conservative, safe, semi-safe country and go to socialism, then that's what's going to happen. I won't be able to change it. You won't be able to change it. It's just the way it'll be. And I do believe, though, 25, 30 years down the road when it changes, you'll see a change again, possibly in another 25, 35 years. But it just amazes me how far we've came in the last 100 years. But I don't know how much further we can go. They talk about putting somebody on the moon and putting families on the moon. That's 100 years off, I think. They can talk it. They can talk the talk. But walking that walk is a totally different thing. But anyway, covering up and going back over this concealed carry, I think it's going to be a major issue in St. Louis and St. Louis County. I think the county executive, Sam Page, asked the council to introduce similar legislation, said by doing so, it will provide in preventing the proliferation of guns into the hands of people who threaten the safety of others, especially women and children. Now, that's his opinion, of course, and he has every right to his opinion. I don't agree with him on most anything he says or does, but that's his opinion. I don't agree with him being for that Republican that was the one of the supervisors, and now he's not. Now the Democrats are back in power, and I think that's hurt. I think that's hurt Page more than it's helped Page. But again, that's to be seen down the road a little bit. But you can see the county and the city both pushing to have restrictions on carrying concealed weapons for people with domestic abusers. And there's some women involved. I would have to say, yes, there's more men, but there's some women involved. And as we talk, nobody would have talked about this situation on the air other than me. They all want these national issues. They all want these big shot issues that we have no control over. Again, we can sit in the restaurants and taverns. We can sit anywhere we want and talk about it, but we have no control. So we sit our ass back and let the federal people do what the hell they want to do. You know, we talk about St. Louis, talk about the Illinois side, and that's what we need to do. We need to concentrate on our metropolitan area on both sides of the river. And I see, and I think he's a decent man. I think the Aldermanic President Lewis Reed, the St. Louis Aldermanic President, is coming into a little controversy with the mayor, Lida. I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruson, about the consideration for leasing the St. Louis Lambert International Airport to private operators. Now, I haven't read up on everything, and I'm a fairly educated man. I would think at the end of the day, that's something that the people in the St. Louis region need to address. That's something that the people in the St. Louis region need to vote on. It could be a decent deal. I'm not agreeing with Reed, and I'm not disagreeing with Reed. Reed says that there should be some consideration brought back about privatizing the St. Louis International Airport. Now, Lida Cruson, and I don't know if she's had one, two, three, four too many drinks, but Lida, in my personal opinion, can sure drink a lot of alcohol, as can her husband. And I think she's done an exceptionally bad job as the mayor of the once great city of St. Louis. I think she's just trying to push things together, trying to do what's best for her. And I don't care if she thinks it's good on one side or bad on the other. As long as it's good for her at the end of the day politically, I think that's the direction she's going to go. I don't think she's going to fight for the cause because it's the right thing to do, because I just don't think she's that kind of person. I know her husband, Mike Owens, the failed news reporter from one of the TV stations, I know he doesn't give a damn, but they sit back and they'll push and they'll push and they'll push until it comes time where I think that they know they don't have a winner. And once they know they don't have a winner, then they'll go the other direction. Now, and they want to say that, hey, we want to talk to the leaders of the NAACP chapters. We want to talk to this people. We want to talk to those people. You can talk all day long, but at the end of the day, it's your voting constituents that put you in office in the St. Louis area, in the Illinois area. It's the residents, your bosses, who put you in office. So they should be the ones to decide what you do. Now, whether they do or not, we all know that sometimes it doesn't happen. But they will push. Now, they're going to push that issue. They're going to push that issue with the airport to try to privatize it. And it may go and it may not go. But that's when the fight will start, and that's when the fight starts. That's when everybody should stand up and be counted, other than sit back and take a back seat. Go ahead, Lonnie. You're on the dark side.
How you doing, Bob, you crazy man?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. You mentioned a couple of things, and I want to comment on them. You were talking about conceal and carry, and you're also talking about the legal marijuana in Illinois. Here's the way I look at that. Every time you go into that dispensary to buy marijuana, they're going to monitor how often and how much you have bought. And upon doing that, they're going to have all those records. I'm afraid one of these days, the people that have bought marijuana are going to get penalized for buying marijuana and not being able to get a renewal of their conceal and carry or even of their FOID card. And also, it's up to the Illinois government to decide whether you're addicted to marijuana or not. And your definition of addicted to marijuana and their definition of addicted to marijuana are two different things. So I think, you know, you're just painting yourself in a hole if you go buy marijuana and you want to keep a conceal and carry card.
Now, Lonnie, why would you think, why can't you have a concealed carry card if you're not a criminal? Why can't you have a concealed carry card if you're not a criminal and you can legally buy marijuana in the state of Illinois, like the lieutenant governor of the once great state of Illinois, like she's bought and consumes? What is your opinion why you can't hold both?
I don't trust Pritzker in any part of anything that he is doing up there.
Well, you know what, Lonnie, I agree with you. I think he's a total piece of crap. I think he's a billionaire who has nothing better to do. But I think he wants to open up the doors for illegal marijuana, illegal this. I honestly believe the prostitution throughout this country in the next 5 years will be on board. But I think, and maybe you disagree, but I think, Lonnie, and everybody else, that down the road a few years, we're going to be a socialistic country, and the government's going to tell us what to do, how to do it. They're going to regulate us, and I think it's going to be a long time to get back to normal. What's your take?
I totally agree that's the way it's trying to swing. But I just think if we educate our younger millennials, yeah, and let them understand the difference in what a socialistic country is and a capitalistic country, I do believe that they'll eventually see the light.
You know, Lonnie, I have to disagree with you. I've been around enough millennials. I've talked to enough of them in the coffee shops and around, and we definitely have a different take on it, and I try to give them what I think is fair and honest and a little bit for everybody. But I tell you, the vast, vast, vast majority, Lonnie, are against conservatism. They're more for socialism, and I don't know who you're talking to, but you need to, in my opinion, you need to get out a little bit more, because I don't think these millennials, the vast majority, will ever change their mind, and I think their families and future families will even be worse. But that's my take on it. What about you?
Yeah, you're probably right. I just guess I've got a little bit more optimistic on my thoughts, hoping that's the way it turns out.
Well, you know what, Lonnie, thank you very much for the call and the concern, even though we don't totally agree. I appreciate that you are a proud American, and I appreciate you take the opportunity to call, and I appreciate that you know that your opinion is just as good as mine, just as good as the governor of the state of Illinois, just as good as the governor of the state of Missouri. But see, that's the problem. People don't want to realize that. They want to talk about Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's nothing but a skanky bitch. Nancy Pelosi knows not what's going on. She's just going to follow the lead of others, and she's going to do what they think's right. Now, you can sit there and fight all day long, and you can sit there and have somebody say, oh, she's very intelligent. No, no, I'll tell you what, Lonnie and everybody else that listen all throughout this country, she has some intelligent thoughts. I have some intelligent thoughts. Lonnie, you do, and everybody else does. Now, again, we're not perfect, but we can sit back and speak the speak. You know, you talked about the marijuana in Illinois. We're not talking about national issues. We're not talking about Trump. And I think that's smart. That's where we need to be. We need to take care and monitor the situations and control the situations that we can. And that's primarily local. Some state, not much federal, because you know, at the federal level, we vote and these bastards do what they want when they want. And it's a shame to sit back and say that, but that's exactly what happens. They're going to say what they want. They're going to do what they want. They can say, just like in the state of Illinois, just like in the state of Missouri, we're elected by the people and we're going to do what the people ask. That's the biggest damn lie in the world. And all you good people all throughout the country that listen to me, you don't have to call me, but you know. You can sit there at the coffee shops, at the restaurants, at the bars and say, that no good son of a bitch from St. Louis is a no good rotten bastard, but he's correct. You know, these politicians, these big shots, they get elected to their local areas, just like the political people, all the congressmen, all the senators, Pelosi and all of them, they get elected by a vast, vast, vast minority in their district. And then what do they do then? They go to Washington and they're the big shots. And we sit there, I used to be that way, no more. We'd sit there and say, well, this is the way it's got to be because these are the big shots. These are the bosses. No, they're not the bosses. That's what we always, always, always fail to realize. We the people, the 300 million of us, we are the bosses of all of our congressmen, our local congressmen, our local senators, state and federal. We are the bosses, but we forget so quick. But I honestly think with the new generation coming up, they're thinking that they have a little bit to say, even though what they say is not going to be controlling of anything. I think they're coming out and speaking. Now, I don't think they're speaking in the right tone, the right manner, but they are speaking. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, James.
This is James Bailey from Grand City again.
Yeah.
I got a couple people down here. I guess we're going to do a little peaceful demonstration about the city trying to make me get rid of my honeybees. So I'm walking up and down Needham House there with my signs. I just want to let everybody know that I'm not giving up the fight. Just because you're a politician don't mean you can push me around.
You know what, though, James? That's the best thing I've heard probably in a week or so. Just because these bastards are politicians, they're not going to push you around. I know you're, I don't know if you've ever ran for office. I'm sure you're an intelligent man. I'm sure you're a proud white man. I'm sure you're not against the black community. But you're for what you believe is right, James. And I think win, lose, or draw, you're going to fight the fight. Am I not correct?
We sure are, Bob. And yes, I did run for political office in 1993. I ran for mayor of Grand City, and I'm fixing on running again in 2021. I'm putting a stop to the corruption in Grand City. It's getting just as bad as Edwardsville. I'm telling you, I'm tired of it.
What'd you say, James?
It's got to stop. And yes, I'm going to run for mayor again in 2021.
Well, James, thank you very much. Thank you for the call. And you be safe out there because it's Granite City's not safe. No place is safe. There are just some places that are a little safer than others. Chesterfield's not safe. Ladue's not safe. Edwardsville, nice community, not safe. People are killed day in and day out. And it's a shame that it has to be that way. It's a shame that we have to talk about it. It's a shame that it has to be addressed. But guess what? It has to be addressed, and we're going to have to address it, and we're going to have to continue to address it. James has a problem with his bees. He's running for mayor. Somebody else had a problem. Leon had a problem. Everybody has problems. We just have to be smart enough to let other people know. We just have to be smart enough to get on the air. We just have to be smart enough to say everybody has problems, but our problems are just as serious, just as important as everybody else's. People don't want to do that, though. They want to let mine go. No, you can't let your problem go, because once you let your problem go, the next person will let their problem go, the next person will let their problem go, and there'll be nothing but problems. There'll be no solutions. We're going to have problems, but along with the problems, we better come up with some solutions that's fair to everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And never forget, never ever forget, as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, as always, and we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, again, the craziest, rottenest, no-goodest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And if you don't want to hear me, I tell you time and time again, just turn it off. Because I don't give a damn if I have one listener or I have a million and one listeners. I'm going to speak my piece today and every day. I'm going to tell you the way I feel. I'm going to give you the background that I have. I'm going to give you the research that I do day in and day out. And hopefully you good people will do the same thing. We always have to agree on everything. But there's certain things that I think Democrats and Republicans will have to agree upon. And if you're not, then I think there's something wrong. Real quick, I want to talk about a couple of days ago, there was a double killing. I thought it was a killing. It wasn't brought out in the paper, where a Missouri mother, Maya Kasten of St. Louis, first she calls the police and says she had a little boy and little girl prematurely, and they died. And it was under investigation, and I can understand that. Everything should be under investigation. Doesn't make her a bad person because she's black. Doesn't make her a bad person because she has not much money. Doesn't make her a bad person because she doesn't have the resources to help her and her family out. If it was an accident, that's what it was. But to come to find out a few days later that now she's facing second-degree murder charges after her newborn twins were found dead inside her home last week. She said she found the bodies, called the police whenever they came out that they were dead. So she called the police and said she had went into labor unexpectedly and given birth to two stillborn twins. But according to a probable cause statement that was filed by the police a few days later, the cause of death was something else. They say that she covered their mouths and nose with a towel and blanket, concealed them, and failed to seek medical attention, the statement said, according to KSDK. It says both babies died as a result. says Kasten was arrested over the weekend and is also facing two counts of abuse or neglect of a child. She's being held in the St. Louis County Justice System on a $500,000, that's a $500,000 cash-only bond. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? She's going to call the police, not being black or white, but she's going to call the police and say that it was an accident, that they died prematurely. They're going to do a thorough investigation. And they didn't do the investigation because she was black. They did the investigation because that's what they do. And come to find out that that's not the way it was. Now she's being charged. Now there's going to be people that say, nah, she didn't do that. The white people are out to get her. And that's the problem. And that's the way it always is. The white people are always, always out to get them. It pisses me off. And hopefully, the proud white and proud black in our community, it pisses you guys off too. Let's go ahead with some more callers. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Morning, Bob. They hate you dearly. You know that.
Well,
because you're always speaking the truth.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate that compliment, Joe.
Yeah, I tell you, over here in St. Anne's, this is, you know, the Gateway Arch, Gateway to the West, the Wild, Wild West. They're always talking about how bad things were back in the 1800s and that, but they still want to carry it on, you know, people gunplay out, no lawlessness and that. I'm packing over here, Bob. You have to. You know, the criminals got gun. If there's a cop around, I'll be more than happy to wave my hand. Hey, I got a criminal over here. Take care of him. But if not, they pull a piece on me. I'm drawing down on them too, Bob.
You know what, though, Joe? I appreciate that. I somewhat think like you, but it comes a point in time where you have to think to yourself, is this the best way to handle the situation? But I agree with you. In North St. Louis County, and it is a black thing, and anybody says any different, calls me a racist, they're a damn liar. They're the racist. But it's getting to be so bad in North St. Louis, Joe, and it's been bad throughout the years, but it's getting to be so bad in North St. Louis with all these killings with this lady who just allegedly killed her two infants that were just born. With all this crap going on, it's like not the proud blacks at all. I'm supportive of those people 1,000%. But it's like the niggers. They just don't give a damn. They're going to move on to something else because this doesn't affect them like it should. Do you agree or not?
Well, I agree with you, Bob. And like I said, prime example, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm not out for vigilantism or anything like that, but just the prime example, like that ATM guy that was doing the repair, and them three black criminal niggers, and like I said, there's criminal whites out there too.
There's white trash.
Right.
I agree.
Anyway, they tried to throw down on him. The one guy drew on him. There was no cop around. If he didn't have his piece, they would have butchered him.
And you know what, Joe, it's amazing, and I appreciate your call, and thank you very much. You have a good day, and thanks for taking the time. It's amazing that most people think that way, but they don't express it. You know how many proud white people and proud black people are thinking the way you're thinking, think the way I'm thinking? And it only takes one nigger, one cracker, one hunky to start bitching about, oh, they're racist, for them to shut up. And I'm not going to shut up. See, I'm not going to shut up until I can no longer talk or I'm dead. And I would hope you, Joe, and I think you're that way, and I think our friend over there in Granite City and all the people throughout the country that listen to me day in and day out, who don't call but do listen, I think they understand and feel the same way. That's why I think coming this election with Trump, you're going to have a lot of people still say, like they did in 2016, he's no good, I'm not for him, I'm not going to talk about it. But you know what they did, Joe, when they went to the polls? They voted for him. And I believe that's going to happen again. And I don't think he's perfect. I think he's far from being perfect. But I honestly think he's the best we have going. And you have to deal with the best you have going. You know, you can be in a race and you can say, I don't like that car, but that car will probably win. So even though I don't like the way it drives, I don't like the way it looks, I don't like what it costs me, if I want to win this race, I'm going to rent this car or I'm going to buy this car and I'm going to participate in the race. And I think that's what the good people in this great country, and there's good Democrats, Republicans, black, white, men and women, Hispanic, all over, I think they understand that far from being perfect is Donald Trump. had a lot of lawsuits, against him in his years. He's made a lot of money, but people that make a lot of money are going to have situations where they're going to be sued, and they're going to sue, and that's just part of big business, and that's the way it is, that's the way it has to be, and that's the way it's going to be. But at the end of the day, I think people all throughout this country are going to sit back and they're going to understand, hey, Trump's not perfect. I've listened to him about him on CSNBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, the Fox Network, listened all over, and come to find out that, no, he's not even close to perfect. But he's the best we have at this time. He's the best we have at this time, so I believe in 2020 that he's going to get my vote. Now, they may not say it. They may not say it to everybody in public. They may say it just in the confines of their houses, their families, or their organizations. But they're going to come out for Trump, and I believe Trump's going to be a big winner. I don't see anybody on the other side of the fence, on the Democratic side of the fence, that can beat him. If there was a good candidate, I would say, hey, there's a good candidate. There's not a good candidate. I think Joe Biden is probably the worst candidate, and I think he's going to fizzle out because the Democrats, the black Democrats, are going to vote for him 70-80% when it's all over, probably. But I think that's going to be his big downfall, because I believe the whites throughout this country are going to say, hey, the blacks can vote for Joe Biden, and he's far from being perfect. He's just not a good presidential candidate, and I'm not going to vote for him. I'm going to take the least line of resistance. I'm going to take the person who I think is not the best, but is the best with whoever's running, and that's Donald Trump. And I think that's what's happening today and every day. I think he's just rebuilding his resources. I think he's just rebuilding all of his structure and strength. And I think at the end of the day, he will be reelected president of the United States. And at the end of the day, that will give him another 4 years. And even though he'll be on his way out, he'll just be started his other 4 years. And I think we'll see some positive things. I see the stock market, it's up again. But the problem with that is, and I've taken everything I've got out of the stock market until I put it back in again, and that's quite a lot of money, is you never know when the right time to get back in. You never know when the right time to get back in. And I still say, before it's all said and done, there's going to be a 7 to 10% plus minus mark in the market of ours, and we may go down 10%. And 10% for somebody that has, say, $10 million, that's $1 million. That's one hell of a loss. And I think people are going to have to take that structure, take that opportunity, and take the good with the bad, take the bad with the good, and just run with it. As we all know, at the end of the day, used to be 3 years, but now I believe it's 5 years. It'll all do 6 to 8%. Used to do 8 to 12%. A few people that have been around a while will understand. Used to do 8 to 12%. Now 6 to 8%. We're happy campers. And people, for some reason, I don't know where they're getting their money, but for all these new casinos coming up, for all the new marijuana distribution, all the fairness for localizing and legalizing medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, I don't know where these millions of dollars are coming from. But apparently the people that have cried poor before, now they're coming up with the money. And again, Illinois, the 11th state in this great country of ours to legalize recreational marijuana, I would say in the next 3 or 4 years, if that long, that the vast majority of our states will legalize marijuana. And if they don't legalize it, they won't take the heat and be against it. They'll just let it go, like our Senate, United States Senate and House, are letting all this crap go with the not only the medical marijuana, but the legal recreational marijuana. They're letting it go. Nobody's saying anything. The federal government is sitting on their ass on that one. And I guess if that's what they want to do, they can do it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, as always. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and we are always very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome and thanks, callers. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to you guys. And sometime I do, sometime I don't, sometime I want to, sometime I can't. But I do want to, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on the Illinois side of the river, Judge Ron Dupert. I apologize for that, and we'll talk about it on Wednesday. Again, I won't be around tomorrow. We'll talk about it on Wednesday. Ron Dupert, who was elected judge in 2016, beat Chief Judge John Barasivic, and I think I helped him beat him. I wish I hadn't, because I found out that Dupert was probably the worst person that could ever sit on the bench as a judge in the 20th Judicial Circuit at St. Clair County for the Southern District of Illinois. But he bragged about it for about a month. He was actually on the bench, and for the last 3 years, they've held him back doing administrative duties. But it was just released on Saturday in the newspaper, and it happened, I believe, a few days before, that he was found guilty of lying to the detectives about a situation he had with his good friend Fields, that was in jail, that lived with Ron Dupert, who had Ron Dupert's telephone, who, no telling what the hell went on with Ron Dupert and his buddy, Mr. Fields. But it's Dupert filed a lawsuit, and it was thrown out of court, and filed a lawsuit alleging the police said that Dupert allegedly had grabbed one of his client's genitals through his underwear. And again, that was thrown out. But that just goes to show you how you're dealing and who you're dealing with on both sides of the river. Just because somebody's a lawyer, somebody's a judge, somebody's a doctor, somebody's something, he's a human being first. And we all have problems. We all have things that aren't right that we could probably make right, but a lot of us don't think that we're doing anything wrong. So we're going to have to always work around it. But again, on Wednesday, we'll talk about it. Hope everybody has a great day, friend and foe. I want to see everybody be successful. I want to see everybody take care of their families, their friends, their associates. That's all you can do in this great life until you have no longer life. And I've never seen anybody, and I know you people are the same, that has ever made it out alive. Part of living is dying, and that's what you have to do. And you just do the best you can with the years that you're given, whether it's from God taking them away, if you're religious, or from just the way it is taking it away. You're going to live until you're not going to live, and at that point, you do the best you can. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass-white bastards as we always do. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to get rid of them. We have to get rid of them out of these political settings. We have to get rid of them once and for all. It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. We're going to have to continue to get rid of them. Get rid of them politically. Politically as always, of course. Never, never, never any violence. Politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.